Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here, and it's Monday, October 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses such as rent and utilities. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, submission of a complete program application, and necessary supporting documentation is required. Your local events this Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Lake Wales for a conference matchup against the Highlanders. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, local frequencies AM 1310 and FM 102.1, and worldwide at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Alan J. Toyota is looking for an automotive salesperson. A Florida driver's license and 1 year of sales experience is preferred. Sebring Village and Tropical Harbor is looking for a cleaning technician. Previous housekeeping and cleaning experience is preferred but not required. Candidates will not be considered without a resume of work history. Michaels is looking for a part-time seasonal cashier. Previous retail and or customer service experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 74%. Heat index 87. Winds northwest at 6.9 miles an hour. The visibility is 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30.01 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:09 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, sunny, highs around 90 with west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog towards the morning, low around 70s. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, patchy fog early in the morning, mostly sunny, high around 90. North winds around 5 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, clear, lows in the upper 60s. North winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's have a listen to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced last week the USDA is investing $72 million in grants to help more than 12 million rural residents gain access to health care and education, including $3 million for Alabama. Perdue tells AlphaFarmers.com these investments are paired with USDA's monumental effort to expand high-speed broadband access in rural America. Alabama grants were awarded to school systems in Clay, Madison, Dale, and Macon counties, and medical services to Madison and Mobile counties. In recent years, convenience stores have emerged as an important and growing outlet for U.S. pork and beef in international markets, but this year the sector has made significant adjustments to accommodate changing consumer routines and preferences during the COVID-19 pandemic. With more people working from home, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Jesse Austin says U.S. pork and beef are well positioned to capitalize on consumers' growing demand for convenient food that's also high in quality. The National Institute of Food and Agriculture is announced 20 new research grants through the Organic Agriculture Research and Extension Initiative, with over $2 million to be awarded to Organic Seed Alliance and collaborative partners for four projects that aim to meet the organic seed needs of farmers. OSA Executive Director Carla Riz says these projects will provide timely research and education to increase diversity, quantity, and quality of organic seeds available to American farmers.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
We're big fans of stability. It's not something you hear every day, but in an industry as volatile as agriculture, it's really good to know. At Northwest Farm Credit Services, we've been financing the needs of farmers and ranchers for over 100 years, through thick and thin, because we believe in what we do and who we do it for. So if partnering with a stable lender sounds good to you, give us a call. We'd be happy to help. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. As farmers wrap up harvest, many will be faced with questions about tillage and potentially cover crops. Reducing tillage and keeping the soil covered has been widely promoted for soil conservation and even climate change mitigation. But farmers that deploy these practices also need to be aware of pests that like to overwinter in this type of vegetation. Here's Alabama Cooperative Extension entomologist Scott Graham.
That is one thing to consider if you are planting a cover crop, particularly if you're planting into soybeans or cotton into those cover crops, that can affect the different pests that you may see. You may have a little bit earlier pressure.
Graham says he has seen grasshopper problems, particularly in areas of light, well-drained soil. He says if you've had problems with them in the past, you'll want to manage it proactively come this spring.
Cotton seed's not cheap. Planting is expensive, so we try to do what we can to preserve our stands once we get a stand established, and controlling things like grasshoppers, or we even had true armyworms this year, which isn't a real common pest. And a lot of these are coming out of no-till fields or fields that had cover crops in them. So those are just some things to consider as we go into planting for next year.
If you have any questions about overwintering pests in your area, make sure you speak to a local county extension agent.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Crop inputs, irrigation equipment, livestock insurance options. If this is the language of your business, you should talk to a lender who speaks it too. We're Northwest Farm Credit Services. Financing and insuring agriculture is what we do. And our deep understanding of the industry allows us to pass on useful knowledge, from insights to trends and weather patterns, to help our customer members succeed. So if we can help your business, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning. Traders apparently not too concerned about a lack of progress in talks on the next round of COVID-19 relief. House Speaker Pelosi indicating that talks between Democrats and the White House have reached an impasse. A rise in coronavirus cases around the globe also failing to halt the stock market's advance, at least for now. British Airways has replaced CEO Alex Cruz after 4.5 years in the job. It's part of a broad shakeup as the pandemic pummels airlines worldwide. Sean Doyle, previously boss of Aer Lingus, has been named BA's new chief executive. Apple due to roll out its latest series of iPhones this week. Also this week, corporate earnings reports for the third quarter are due, with the impact of the coronavirus looming large in the background. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with the NBA Finals. They're over. The Lakers capture their first NBA title in a decade by downing the Heat.
The Lakers wrapped up their 17th NBA championship by building a 64-36 halftime lead in a 106-93 rout of the Heat. L.A. turned it into a laugher by outscoring Miami 36-16 in the second quarter. LeBron James capped his fourth NBA title with a triple-double of 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists. James has won championships with three teams, including the Cavaliers and Heat. Anthony Davis and Rajon Rondo each added 19 points, two more than Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Miami center Bam Adebayo had his best game of the series, finishing with 25 points and 10 boards. I'm Dave Ferry.
Major League Baseball playoff action. The Tampa Bay Rays took game one of the ALCS yesterday by shutting down a ball club that scored 33 runs in a four-game divisional series. It was the Rays over the Astros 2-1. This is SRN Sports. Moving on to Sunday's NFL action, the Ravens pounded the Bengals 27-3, Pittsburgh 38, Philadelphia 29. Carolina downed the Falcons 23-16, while the Raiders handed the Kansas City Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champions, their first loss of the season 40-32. Rams over Washington 30-10, Arizona beat the Jets by the same score. It was Houston 30 and the Jaguars 14, the Dolphins hammered the 49ers 43-17, Cowboys 37, Giants 34. The Browns upended Indianapolis 32-23, and it was Seattle edging past Minnesota 27-26. NASCAR, a new champion, will be crowned this year following Kyle Busch's elimination in the second round of the playoffs yesterday. Chase Elliott won the race on the hybrid road course oval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Busch, the first reigning champion, knocked out of contention. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: always forgive your enemies because nothing annoys them as much. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.